which you cannot prove your point, but it's understandable. And with common sense, they get it. Have you ever paid enough attention to this common sense? Have you? Do I use this common sense in my class? Every single time that it comes to a miracle and wahy, when they say God talked to that fellow, I say, oh yeah, I bring it down to common sense. When you talk about art, you talk about common sense. When you talk about beauty, you talk about common sense because it's not provable. It's exactly the same thing. And I repeatedly use it to give you the feeling of that. That's common sense, right? And that's the opening. Before going further, you should notice one major difference between inner senses and outer one. The outer senses, apparently, if you look superficially, they are individual and independent of each other, which are not, and you don't know that. Even when you lose the taste because you have cold, you don't understand why you use your taste, because you don't lose it, you lose your smelling power. You don't smell, no taste for you. And if something happens to one of them in brain, we know literally that part of brain will take care to become part of the another part. But apparently they are different. The inner one, they are not. They are gradual one. Means the most superficial one is the common sense. You see how common it is? It's superficial. We all see it. Then it goes deeper and deeper and deeper to the deepest. What is the name of the deepest? That's the interesting one. As if intentionally we may, it's aqal, logic, intelligence. We named that fifth one intentionally aql, because we believe that you go deep and deep and deep and deep. At the deepest one, you could really touch the essence of intelligence, which is you. What are these five? Common sense. Then? My goodness. How could you forget? How many times even I draw the picture here? That's the point. I draw a picture, I tell you these are the five, and these are the senses that we are going to use actually in this book. I start with the common sense, I explain like this, and then I stop if somebody is interested to know the rest. And nobody is. Do you remember the second one?
Imagination
is one step further. Why? Huh? Because it's not like common sense, it's not that common. But commonly we understand there is that imagination. Commonly you look at the other people, you know that over there is this stuff. You see, first one was everything goes. Because we don't know. It's common sense. You cannot prove it. Second one, proof? Give me a break. You don't know even where it is, but okay, you know, it's there. The third level is?
Illusion.
Vahm. What is vahm? Vahm is one kind of knowledge. Look at it this way. I don't know why I'm explaining this. Maybe because this is the end of this year. And I want to feel good when I go and say, at least I explained it. If you don't want to know it, so what? First one, is one special kind of knowledge which is there without a proof. We all know it in a way. We all could argue about it, but we believe it's there. It's common sense, right? Remember, these are the levels of me inside, my senses. My second sense is imagination. The stuff that it appears in here, it's about this, but it's different. I cannot prove it. And I can do almost nothing about it. But that's the most important part of me. Remember why? Second paragraph, book one. He said, this imagination looks like non-existence, but look around you. Our war, our peace, our fight, our effort is all because of this imagination. Because imagination is the universe of the human being. That's what is missing in animals. He said, but that's not it. Let me talk about illusion. Illusion is a kind of knowledge which we don't know what kind of knowledge is this. But we know it's there. It is unrealistic, but it is as forceful as any knowledge. An illusion could ruin your thought, your imagination, and everything. You have to pass through the illusion.
Was the boy that was thrown into the fire?
Pardon me?
The boy that was thrown into the fire with the king, was that an example of illusion? His mother was afraid to go in because she thought it was
exactly. He was the boy was the guy who passed the level of illusion. And he told others that this is a logical illusion of you, this fire. Yes. That's the illusion. Over there we are using our third sense. Then is the fourth one, which has a double name, because one thing doesn't explain it. It's fikra zikr. Zikr is over there to define fikr, because fikr normally means thinking or thought. But here, no, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about one of the deepest level before the real intelligence here. Based on what? Based on something that I do repeatedly. I control my thought and I repeat something just because I'm told. Because spiritually I believe in it. I know that the stuff by itself is not that much. This is something that you will come back later in this book, remember? If you pay attention, you will follow all these steps with the things that we read. You remember when it came to Fekra's age? He said, it's something that you do because you cannot touch your essence, but you could influence it by the form. Yes, sitting down and repeating something intelligently seems useless, but we know that this will change your attitude. That's what zikr is. You sit down, you repeat something that in a lot of cases you don't know what it means, because you surrender your action actually and all your choices, you surrender it to a holy cause. You don't see any benefit in it, but it's here, it's deep down in me. Because look at me. Who is this me? Do you know who this is? This is the outcome of a process. In this process, if every single night before going to bed, I will kneel down and I've told myself that if you haven't ruined the life of someone, you're not important. What will happen? Nothing. Could anyone say that nothing will happen because everybody knows that this is a stupid idea? Right? Oh, no. We know that it will change me. Because there is no me. What is this me? Have you seen what is this me? Huh? This me is me who is trying to change me and will be changed by me. This is an ever-changing form I have. Believe me, honestly, when I was 17, I was not like this. Nothing like this. Which one is me? Huh? All together is me. There is no me. I am a process. I am the driver of this machine. One day, I am given the key and the mission. What was the mission?
Find the treasure.
Find the treasure. With that mission, I came in. So I'm always looking for the treasure. Why do I do that? You know that looking for the treasure is stupid, isn't it? There are very few handful one will look for the treasure. But here I would say, I'm looking for the treasure. Am I silly? Defend me. Am I silly? Why not?
No, because it's meant to be found.
Yes. The treasure is calling me. Do you remember about the magnet I was talking about? Who is pulling who? Magnet is pulling the iron, or iron is pulling magnet. There is no such a nonsense. They pull each other, right? He is beautiful. How do we know that? Common sense. You're not listening, aren't you here? We know Haq is beautiful. Because we feel like that. Common sense, right? Therefore we say, me and Haq, we have something in common. We attract each other. He's attracting me. Good! I'm worthy of beautification. I will buy that picture, not the other one, which Darwinism was giving me. Remember? Do you notice what I'm doing, Will? I went back, beginning of book 2, first paragraph. And I'm sticking over there. To give you a lot to know that when I say this month and a half, really 40, 50 times, you will get a lot of this. You will notice how he's talking about it. Then suddenly he said, listen, there is this common sense which we are given this common sense. That's why we are the chosen one. We are the Mukarram. We are the one who was granted this fantastic stuff, which is Hisse Mushtarak. Means, please do not be 100% logical and ask for proof for everything. There are things that are common sense, mainly beauty. Why do I say that? You could blame me because my specialty tends toward that. Look at you. The final part of the first paragraph of book 2. Is it? The imagination of my beloved seemed like Khalil. Its form an idol. In reality, it's breaker of idols. This was line 73. Yeah, the first paragraph is a very long one. It has 110 verses. Okay, this was 70 something. From here, he will bring in something else. He said, let me talk about the imagination of my beloved. It looks like idol worshipping to you, but this is idol breaking. Why? And here he brings that beauty in. he will say there are two pictures of you.